Well, to the Middle East this morning, and fears of a return to a full-scale regional war are rising, with President Donald Trump saying the US will launch further strikes against Iran. The US military has fired on a tanker trying to transport oil from Iran in violation of its blockage on Iranian ports. It comes after the downing of a US Apache helicopter over the Gulf. Retired Colonel Mark Kansian is a senior defence advisor at the Centre for Strategic and International Studies and served for more than 30 years in the US Marine Corps. Colonel, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, thanks for having me on the program.
Well, what do you make of Donald Trump's latest comments? Does this mark an end of the current shaky ceasefire, or are these just more ambiguous remarks about what might happen next?
Well, this may be the end of the ceasefire. President Trump has issued these renewed threats. He almost certainly has to do something. He expected that the Iranians would stop after the U.S. strikes. They had struck in retaliation. President Trump thought that that would be the end. That's been the pattern in the last couple of weeks, but the Iranians was struck again. So we could be seeing the ratcheting up of these strikes. We do have the Qataris in Tehran talking about negotiations. In the past, President Trump has jumped at the opportunity for negotiations. So it might be that the Qataris can convince President Trump to withhold any additional strikes pending how these latest negotiations play out.
Colonel, who will be most advantaged if full hostilities return?
Well, it's going to hurt both sides. If hostilities return, the United States and Israel can strike any target in building another set of target lists so they could take out
My apologies, Colonel. We're just having some trouble with the phone line there. We might just see if we can get a better connection. I'm speaking with retired Colonel Mark Kansian, a senior defence advisor at the Centre for Strategic and International Studies. He served for more than 30 years in the US Marine Corps, and he's giving his analysis of where things might be headed with the conflict in the Middle East. Of course, in the past couple of days, we've had the downing of a US Apache helicopter, response from the United States, further response from Iran. And the big question now is whether this ceasefire will hold or whether we're about to return to a resumption of full-scale conflict. Colonel, we have you back on the line. As I was asking, who do you think will be most advantaged if this returns to full hostilities?
Well, it's going to hurt both sides. The Iranians will be hurt by the airstrikes themselves. It probably will be a series of airstrikes during the previous hostilities. The United States and Israel were hitting about 600 targets a day. And although we haven't seen much of that because of the Iranian clampdown on the internet, that has done severe damage to their economy and their military. On the other hand, President Trump and the rest of the world are hurting because of oil prices and the possibility of rationing in some countries. So it's bad for both countries, and both countries are really hoping that the other one blinks first.
For those senior military commanders who are at the forefront of this conflict at the moment, Mark, what's it like when the comments from the White House and the political environment are going back and forth so rapidly, repeatedly?
Well, having been on the ground in these kind of situations, the military problem is just getting ready and then standing down and then getting ready and then standing down. And it's the uncertainty, the constant preparation, that's wearing. On the other hand, they're ready to go. So I'm sure the Iranians are experiencing the same thing.
Iran's ability to fire missiles, what have the events of the past few days taught us about Iran's stock of munitions and its capability to still fight?
Well, one of the most interesting things has been their ability to take down the helicopter, because the original Shahed drones that Iran had developed were GPS guided. That meant that they go to a particular location. They could not strike a moving target, but this drone certainly did. And assuming that that was the intention, it appears that the Iranians may have had some help from Russia. Russia took the Iranian Shahed drones and then adapted them, made some of them maneuverable. And it's possible that that technology has come back to Iran so they can now hit moving targets like helicopters and like ships.
We've also heard about the technology used to rescue the crew of the Apache, which was apparently an unmanned drone boat. What do we know about that kind of technology, and have we seen it in the headlines in this way previously?
Well, we've known that there were such vessels in the Persian Gulf. The United States has been testing them there for several years, and there were announcements that they were there. But this is the first time they've been used by the United States in a combat operation. It appears that these boats may have been deployed out in the strait because they are unmanned and therefore don't endanger crews. But the fact that they were able to rescue these two pilots is a new step for the United States in the way we conduct military operations.